Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
The Mark Cox Shortlist, brought to you by Eggers Heating and Air Conditioning.
He has this thing about living in a basement. People can't do that.
They did not lose their insurance. Unless they chose, they wanted to go to something else.
Who built the cages,
Let's talk about what
we're
talking
about. Who built the cages,
He says to about the poor boys.
You sense that we have to give 10% to the big men. Joe, what's that all about? It's terrible.
There's a reason why he's bringing up all this.
The American people are going to side with President Trump.
I would have liked to have been able to moderate that debate.
Two words for you on this Friday morning, Tony Bobulinski. That is all. Going to go home now. I hope you watched the debate. We're breaking it down this morning. There was Chris Wallace wishing he could have moderated that debate because he was about to bake up a big, beautiful cake for all of us. Mm-hmm. And Donald Trump put his big number 13 right in the middle of it.
I know this is shocking to you, but Wallace felt that Biden did a better job of articulating his
really? Points. Oh, yeah. Surprise, surprise, Chris. Mm-hmm. Shocks us all the time. You know, Mike Wallace really should, Chris Wallace really should.
Come on, Joe.
Do a better
keep
job.
It together.
lots to get to for you this hour. Glad you're with us. We've got JJ Carafano, Annie Fry, Stacey Washington, all still ahead for you this morning. Though right now, I thought I had him. Mm-mm. I looked down earlier and I thought he was there. We're going to get to Mark Lotter with the Trump campaign here. We're trying to reach out. I'm sure he had a late night last night. After doing all the interviews post-debate, as people do. A little different than in the past when you had the big spin room and everything's done more remotely, but everyone was out commenting on this last night. Here's the thing. How in the world can the mainstream media ignore Tony Bobulinski any longer? This is more than a laptop. Of, you know, the Democrats tried, they didn't deny the laptop belonged to Hunter, but they wanted to allege that it was a whole lot of nothing. Joe Biden last night called it a Russian trick. Now you have a human being who worked for Joe and Hunter and Jim Biden, who came out last night on national television in front of the media and said, this.
I'm making the statement to set the record straight about the involvement of the Biden family, Vice President Biden, his brother Jim Biden, and his son Hunter Biden in dealings with the Chinese. I've heard Joe Biden say that he's never discussed business with Hunter. That is false. I have firsthand knowledge about this because I directly dealt with the Biden family, including Joe Biden.
Is directly dealt with. This is not secondhand knowledge. This is not somebody who walked down the street and thought he heard Joe Biden say the word China. This is somebody who worked with Hunter Biden and who was in the room with Joe Biden when this was discussed, folks. When I went to CNN and MSNBC when this news conference was over, I discovered not only did they not carry it, they wouldn't even talk about it. It's disgusting. Mm-hmm. The Wall Street Journal's finally got a piece out on it this morning, but they're considered to be a middle of the road or even center right media organization in the Wall Street Journal. Where in the world is NBC and MSNBC and the New York Times? Why are they not talking about this? I'll tell you why. Because they're trying to look for some damaging information to tear down Tony Bobulinski, a 20-year career Navy lieutenant, a veteran of this country, who says he's doing this not because he's a Republican. In fact, he's donated money to Democrats most recently, but because his pride is on the line.
I have no wish to bury anyone. I've never been political. The few contributions I have made have been to Democrats. But what I am is a patriot and a veteran. To protect my family name and my business reputation, I need to ensure that the true facts are out there.
People need to understand this. It's not, at this point, it's not about Hunter Biden. It's about the big guy. The president missed the mark a little bit last time by calling him the big man. He should have had the terminology corrected, called him the big guy or my guy. But he didn't do that.
My guy?
Yeah, that's how Hunter Biden either referred to his dad as the big guy or my guy. In fact, Tony Bobulinski talked about that yesterday.
On May 13th, 2017, I received an email concerning allocation of equity, which says 10% held by H for the big guy. In that email, there's no question that H stands for Hunter, big guy for his father, Joe Biden, and Jim for Jim Biden. In fact, Hunter often referred to his father as the big guy or my chairman.
Yeah, my chairman, my guy, the big guy, all that good stuff. Let's go to cut number 15 for the people that might have missed this last time.
Number one. Number two, I don't make money from China. You do. I don't make money from Ukraine. You do. I don't make money from Russia. You made $3.5 million, Joe, and your son gave you. They even have a statement that we have to give 10% to the big man. You're the big man, I think. I don't know. Maybe you're not. But you're the big man, I think. Your son said we have to give 10% to the big man. Joe, what's that all about? It's terrible.
Joe, it's terrible.
The way he says it, like he's so concerned. It's terrible. Like, why would you do that?
I think you're the big guy.
Oh, I mean, I think you're the big man. Like, why? It's terrible.
What's terrible is that journalism in this country is dead. Dead, gone, buried. Mm. There's no honest journalism left in this country. If there was honest journalism left in this country, the mainstream media would be covering the Tony Bobulinski. This is not an email of questionable, sources. That's not what it is. It's not a laptop where you can claim, well, the Russians dropped that laptop off. They had some guy dress up like Hunter Biden with a crack pipe hanging out of his mouth and go in there and sign his name on this. There's a questionable trail where this laptop. That's not what this is. This is a guy that worked for them. He worked for them. And the point is, it's not about Hunter Biden. It's about Joe Biden and the fact that he knew his family was enriching themselves off of his name as Vice President of the United States.
I was introduced to Joe Biden by Jim Biden and Hunter Biden. At my approximately hour-long meeting with Joe that night, we discussed the Bidens' history, the Bidens' family business plans with the Chinese, with which he was plainly familiar, at least at a high level.
At least at a high level. He knew. He knew. I've never received any foreign money. Well, no, you didn't, because it went to your son, and then your son funneled it to you. I completely believe Joe Biden didn't get a check from a Chinese bank.
Well, and like you pointed out last night, like during the pre-debate coverage, it was just like, do the flip test here. What if this were a Trump family member instead of a Biden family member? What would be happening? It would, there's no doubt,
meltdown.
It would be a completely different story.
Yes. And it would have been handled very differently by the moderator who really handled the whole thing. I'm glad she brought it up, but she handled it with kid gloves. Let's put
it
that way.
Yeah.
She did. For all the praise she's receiving this morning, there were some big holes in her performance. 314-241-9797. The phone lines are filling up here. We'll get to your calls next.
Selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I am not banning fracking, period. But kiddo, I want you to just take a look, okay? You don't have to agree, but I want you to look in my eyes. I guarantee you, we're going to end fossil fuel, and I am not going to cooperate with you, okay?
No more, no new fracking.
Would there be any place for fossil fuels, including coal and fracking, in a Biden administration?
No, we would work it out. We would make sure it's eliminated and no more subsidies for either one of those.
Seems pretty clear to me who was telling a big fib last night, and that's Joe Biden. He also said he's going to basically end the use of fossil fuels within the next 10 to 15 years. If that doesn't lose him this race in Pennsylvania, it's only because, once again, the mainstream media is running interference for him. If you work in the automotive industry, if you work in the fossil fuel industry, in oil or coal or the power industry, any of those, and you vote for Joe Biden, you're cutting your legs off to spite yourself. That's what he's completely on board with the Green New Deal. He admitted it last night, and the president caught him admitting it last night.
I like how he said, "I'm not going to be in fracking. Find the tape. And then all of a sudden, like, it took me 2 seconds to find there. I tweeted the tape, yeah. Tape out 10 seconds later.
I'm
like
with
he
you.
Doesn't know what the internet is.
Gary, you're on the radio. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I was talking about the way they were giving Joe Biden a double mic time on a lot of the issues. They would ask him a question. Donald Trump would debate that question, and then it would go back to Biden again, and the moderator would let him speak and not interrupt him at all. And oftentimes she interrupted Trump and cut him off. It was very biased to me. It seemed like it was very, very biased.
The president, and I appreciate the point, Gary, the president was interrupted 111 times by the moderator. Joe Biden was only interrupted about 20 times by the moderator. According to Carl Middleman, the balance of time, though, at the end of the debate came out on the president's side by about 70 seconds, which is a little over a minute. So according to the official timekeeper, the president got a little more than a minute longer than Biden to talk last night overall. That doesn't excuse the way Kristen Welker handled that. John, good morning.
Yeah, there's a real kind of a double-edged sword here. Biden doesn't want any fossil fuels. You have to have gasoline for our regular cars. But if you go to the electric cars that he wants, then you have to increase the coal-fired power plants, which he says he's not going to do. So you won't have anything to drive. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Every single person driving a Tesla in the greater St. Louis area, or if you're lucky enough to get one of these $100,000 Hummers, is going to have to come home in the evening and plug it into the wall and recharge it using a coal-powered fired power plant. That's a fact.
Exactly.
Yeah. Thank you for your point, John. That's true. And this is something that the left wants to ignore. They don't want any more nuclear power, right? That's not safe. We're not going to. Barack Obama was basically put a ban on nuclear power plants. But they also don't want coal burning power plants like the ones that power all of us. The ones that power the radio station I'm talking to you on, the ones that power the lights and the furnace in your home, all come from coal-burning power plants, cleaner than ever before in history. But we need to ban those because somebody lives along a fence line, Kristen Welker told us last night, and it's not safe. It's not safe. Why did she ask that question? She didn't ask about stacking the court. Never brought that up last night. Didn't ask Joe Biden one hard question about the American people deserve to know. Do you know Tony Bobulinski? Do you deny what he said about knowing what your son was up to and that your family was going to be enriched by the Chinese communist government and that their primary goal was not to help a new business get started, but to influence politicians in America through the Biden name? What do you know about that, Mr. Vice President? And then let him go. I'd have been happy if she just asked the question because you know Joe was going to deny it. I thought the president won that debate last night, hands down. He was prepared. He was calm. He didn't interrupt Joe Biden a single time, not once. And he got the point across. Joe, who built the cages, Joe? Who built the cages? We'll be right back.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
How about that? A little Marilyn Monroe for you this morning, because today is Carl Middleman's birthday.
Happy birthday, Carly.
Happy birthday. Carl's in here working with us this morning for Frank.
What a better way to spend your birthday.
I'm telling you, than to be in here with us.
I'm going
to
spend mine here. I'm looking forward to it.
There you go.
I am not going to spend mine here.
Really?
That's coming up in November. Denise's birthday is Monday.
Yes, sir.
And she won't be here with us, so happy early birthday.
Thank you very much.
Happy birthday. Happy
and
birthday,
my little girl. Girl's birthday is tomorrow.
Aww. Happy birthday, Ginger. Happy birthday, Ginger.
Which she's reminded me about every day this week so far.
It's birthday month for Ginger, I think.
You know my birthday's Saturday?
When you're young and really enjoy your birthday, it's like a whole month.
Yeah, it's true. It's birthday. It's at least birthday week. Let's put it that way. But I don't know if we might have narrowed it down from a month. But happy birthday to everybody celebrating. How about that? Time for us to check in on the markets. How about that? You want to try that?
Yeah, maybe, but she's not here.
She's on the phone. I've got Jennifer Kashinka here on line 11. Jennifer, good morning.
sorry about that. Here I am.
It happens.
Oh, that happens. Good post-debate morning. What's going on out there?
All right. Futures this morning modestly higher as investors await clues on the pace of the economic recovery from manufacturing and services data, putting the S&P 500 on track to snap a three-week winning streak. Money managers say stocks are likely to lack clear direction in the coming weeks as they avoid placing big bets ahead of the election. The FDA has approved the antiviral drug remdesivir as a treatment for patients with COVID-19 who require hospitalization. Previously authorized by the FDA for emergency use only, the drug from Gilead Sciences, now the first and only approved COVID-19 treatment in the U.S. Gilead shares up nearly 5% in pre-market trading on the news. The pandemic is causing shortages of drug supplies in the U.S., according to a report from the University of Minnesota. The report says shortages have limited 29 of 40 drugs critical for treating COVID-19 patients, including propofol, fentanyl, and morphine. The report says another 67 out of 156 critical acute drugs, including phenobarbital and lidocaine, are in short supply. Closed factories, shipping delays or shutdowns, and trade limitations and export bans have severely impacted the supply side of the drug chain. Walmart is suing the federal government in an attempt to strike a preemptive blow against what it says is an impending opioid-related civil lawsuit from the Justice Department. The retail giant claims the DOJ and Drug Enforcement Administration are seeking to scapegoat the company for the government's own regulatory and enforcement shortcomings in combating the crisis. Walmart says the government is seeking to steep financial penalties against it for filling questionable prescriptions. The California Supreme Court declined to hear an appeal by Bayer seeking to reverse a jury verdict in the company's Roundup herbicide caused groundkeepers cancer, leaving the company with few remaining options to avoid paying a $20.4 million judgment. The German drug and agriculture conglomerate had challenged the 2018 verdict. Gap is moving away from the nation's malls. The San Francisco-based retailer says it's closing 220 of its namesake Gap stores by early 2024. Gap also plans to close 130 of its Banana Republic stores in 3 years. It wasn't that long ago that people camped out in front of Apple stores for days to be the first on their block to get a new iPhone. That's not going to happen this weekend in the midst of a pandemic. With new iPhone 12 and 12 Pro units ready for sale this morning, if lines start to form, Apple employees will hand out reservation forms with time slots for people to return later. And Ireland's iconic stout and one of the world's most popular beers is now available without alcohol. Launched after 4 years of lab innovation, Guinness 0.0 is the first alcohol-free version of the popular beer. It will be rolled out first in Ireland and the UK. Mark?
No. No. Yep. I don't want that. I drank my share of Guinness when I was over in Ireland. I'm not quite sure.
They're not taking your Guinness away.
Right. They're just adding another option for people that would like to enjoy Guinness without the alcohol.
Yeah.
What's the point? I'm sorry. That's just where I am. All right, Jennifer, thank you. Appreciate that.
Have a good weekend.
You thanks, too. Jen. Yep. Thank you very much.
Because some people like the flavor of beer but shouldn't be having alcohol.
Yeah, a lot of people are. That whole NA movement is getting really big right now.
I know.
I think it's really cool.
I know it is. I'm that way with coffee, too. If all that was available was decaf, I would never drink coffee. I drink it for one reason. That's for the caffeine.
See, and I drink it less for the caffeine and more for the warmth.
Oh, okay. Well, I can see that.
I mean, it's freezing in here, and it helps.
Yeah, I don't know. How about you, Carl? Carl must have something to comment on here regarding the alcohol-free Guinness.
They already have alcohol-free Guinness. It's called Caliber.
Well,
am I on the wrong mic?
No, you're on the right mic.
Sorry.
Yeah, it's called Caliber. Every year, well, when I used to give up drinking for Lent.
When I used to give up drinking.
Yes.
I would drink Caliber, and it's actually pretty good.
And it's a stout just like Guinness?
Yeah. Guinness makes it. It's alcohol-free Guinness.
Does it taste like Guinness?
No.
So maybe this new one will really taste like Guinness.
I don't know that I've actually ever had Guinness. Like, it just looks so unappealing that I have not had, I have not tried it.
It has less alcohol than, like, a regular beer.
It's much lighter than it looks. It looks like tar.
Yeah, right. It's a very terrible.
I didn't like it until I was older because of the same thing that you're saying, that
it just looks bad.
But it tastes good.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right.
Maybe for your birthday, Carl, I'll have a Guinness tonight.
Okay.
Nice. Me too.
Pour it properly, let it settle, and then you'll enjoy it.
I don't know if I can do
there
this.
There are some rules.
Or you actually, Denise might like a half and half or a black and tan.
Or a black
and blue. I've never
had
that either.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Blue Moon. I'm not a Blue Moon fan.
But I like the black and tans.
What's the tan?
You can either use Bass.
Smithix.
Or Harp.
Or Harp.
You can use Harp.
Those are all Irish beers.
I'm learning a lot today. I've never heard of any of these things before. I'm such an experienced drinker.
So they separate.
Is it cold? I'll drink it.
In Ireland, though, never refer to it as a black and tan.
No.
Because they don't like the tan because it reminds them of the British.
Right, because it's Bass.
So, yeah, right. So they don't want anything to do with that. So just call it a half and half. Give me a half and half.
All right, I got
it. They'll be happy.
Happy birthday, Carl.
Happy birthday, Carl, friend. We're glad that you're with us today. That's cool.
I'm glad to wake up at 3 o'clock and spend my birthday with all y'all.
There's no place he'd rather be.
He's going out for a great steak tonight, though, aren't you?
I am.
The surf and turf?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm getting the surf and turf.
Yeah.
Going to try to sit outside until
Good luck. Until
the wind blows us away.
It's going to get cold tonight.
It blows us inside.
Honestly, that restaurant, I'll just go ahead and give them some free props on the air again here. One of the best steaks I've ever had in St. Louis, right there. At Twisted Tree.
I'll be there at 5:30. Say hi to me. Buy me a drink.
Somebody buying you dinner for your birthday?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Your wife?
That
your
place
wife?
Is expensive.
No, we're going out with a pair of friends. And okay. Oh, my daughter actually has a date tonight.
What? Oh, nice.
You are getting old.
No kidding.
They've been going out for 2 years.
Oh my gosh.
They're both on the robotics team, so I'm not worried.
Yeah, that's probably a pretty safe date.
Bye.
By the way, Carl saw...
They're both on the road.
Carl saw the Borat film. We're going to... Maybe we'll get into that here a little bit later, because supposedly it's got Rudy Giuliani in some compromising scene.
He was tucking in his shirt.
I know
just
he
ask
was.
Him.
Carl's seen the movie. We'll get him in here to talk about it coming up. You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show. Have you followed the Ghislaine Maxwell case at all? So yesterday they released a deposition that she gave back in 2016. Everybody was so anxious to get their hands on this thing. I read through some of it yesterday, and it's really a whole lot of nothing. Remember, Jeffrey Epstein was still alive at the time. This is before he didn't kill himself. And they were trying to get her to admit that she had recruited underage girls to come there under the guise of giving him massages, but in reality, they were giving him other things, right? Those were the kinds of questions they were asking her, and she was denying any knowledge
of it. Oh, really? She didn't just straight up admit that?
She called it all rubbish. It was rubbish.
That surprises me.
You could hear the British in her.
Yeah, I don't know what people thought they were going to get out of this, considering the timing of it. Still protecting him and herself. Mm-hmm. And
what they did get out of it, though, was her confirmation on the fact that big names like Bill Clinton and Alan Dershowitz were on a number of flights on Jeffrey Epstein's airplane and at various locations. And, the prince, is it Andrew?
Yeah, I think so.
I think that's right.
Mm-hmm. A lot of names are redacted. Clinton's is one of the ones that wasn't, with trying to get her to confirm, which she did, that these people have been on, because what they do is show her a photograph of herself with Jeffrey Epstein, with the supposed underage girl in the photo, and ask her, was this in your apartment in New York City? And she, well, I'm not sure. Well, what about the picture over your shoulder there on the wall? Do you recognize that? I mean, she was well trained by her attorneys not to answer questions. But they showed her photographic evidence of her with all these people. And then they asked some prurient questions about what she might have been engaged in with these people.
I still can't believe she wasn't honest.
She denied it all. Mm. She was never
imagine,
involved.
Imagine she's a polished liar.
Right.
Go figure.
Yeah, and she's rich enough to afford the best lawyers. I can't believe she pulled that all off.
But I wonder now that Jeffrey didn't kill himself, I wonder now that he's not around anymore, facing many years in prison, if she's not singing a different tune. My guess is that she's cooperating fully with the authorities at this point to avoid a lengthy prison sentence.
We'll know that at some point, won't we?
We should. But I'm just telling you, there's not a lot there, not a lot of there in what was released yesterday. It was a lot of clickbait headlines and pictures of her as a much younger woman.
I am still insanely disappointed with our society for not following up on any of it, on any of these big names, on both sides of the aisle.
It's disgusting.
I think there are conservatives, just as well as the Democrats, involved in this that should go down in flames. I don't know the names, but somebody should be looking into it further.
Well, that's supposedly why they're going after her. We'll find out.
All right, we'll see. A while back, I was under the impression that Bill Barr kind of brushed it aside, and I think that was a misstep on this whole thing.
Well, I would think there are a couple people with the facing the real possibility of suicide, and they just don't know it. One of them is Ghislaine Maxwell. The other could be Tony Bobulinski. This news conference, he waved around the three phones with all the evidence on them and said he was going to go turn them into a Senate committee today, Ron Johnson. Hopefully he did that with a bodyguard, because he's a prime target for people who don't want that information to get out there. 314-241-9797. I've got Annie Fry with reaction on the debate. Stacy on the right, who's already been on Fox this morning, and Talby Roach from Bi-State on what they're trying to do to make Metrolink safer.
Get more at 971talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.